let the sky in your spirit one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything.
All right.
The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring.
Again. Okay, who do we have? All right. Hey, Davey, how are you?
All right, today. How are you, Clay?
I'm doing well, sir.
That's great.
I'm glad you came on. I'm glad you came on. You're one of the most knowledgeable people out there that I actually like.
Well, I have to confess, Clay, it seems to me like every time I open my mouth, I convict myself of being stupid of something.
I would have to disagree with you on that. As a matter of fact, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I thought I was wrong once, but it turned out I was wrong.
Isn't that something? Say, yesterday you had a caller, Michael, from Florida, and I really appreciated listening to his comments. You know, Clay, there are a lot of people that have been liberated from that prison that we can rightfully call Judaism. I appreciate you addressing the issue of who Israel is and the Jewish question, because that, you know, first and foremost is the highest priority item for all people on planet Earth.
Would you agree that many Americans who are simply trying to be good Christians have been led astray by the organized religion, the churches, Catholic Church, the Protestant religions?
Absolutely. You know, Jesus warned specifically about that. And what's interesting is that, you know, at one time he even said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." You know, you've kind of touched on the fundamental nature of the problem, you know, especially with your guest Robert Booty on the other day, that in fact it is a spiritual reality, and until we can address that consciously, you know, and be cognizant of what that really means, because, you know, in that 8th chapter of John, Jesus is talking to the money changers in the temple treasury, and they say, "Well, we be of Abraham's seed. We were born of Abraham." And then they say, "Oh, yeah, but they never been in captivity, you know." And then he tells them straight up, if you were of Abraham's seed, you would do the works of Abraham, you know, and which they obviously don't do. And what Americans don't realize, because of the chronological nature of events and how they unfold, you know, most Americans are true Israelites, and they're real sheepish type people. They you know, and that's another thing. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about the competing visions for America, you know, at its outset. I had a professor of history at one time, American history, and he told about the Jeffersonian view and the Hamiltonian view of the visions for America.
Hamilton was the banker's man,
right?
And Thomas Jefferson was the common man's...
the common sense
period.
Guy.
Hang on a minute. We'll continue this conversation after these messages. You're listening to The Free American. I'm Clay Douglas. We'll be right back with Davey from Dallas.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Davey from Dallas. You know, what I was trying to get here, and somebody came on the chat room that kind of illustrated all of this. He said they were talking about Jews are the seed line of Cain, and the house of Jacob are the true Israelites, Caucasian, Anglo-Saxon race, and I believe he's right on that. I mean, we were part of the Israelites, and we came across the Caucasus Mountains and became Caucasians. Would you agree with that, Davey?
I think all the available historical evidence proves that. The question still remains, you know, if in fact these people are Israel, you know, what does that really mean? You see, because
it's an inner spirit. God speaks from inside us.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Clay, because I was introduced to that concept at an early age. It was explained to me a little bit differently, you know, because when Jacob's name was changed to Israel, it was explained to me that the definition of that word, you know, at that time would be ruling in God's stead. In other words, it discusses the or addresses the issue of free agency. In other words, we have a right to disobey, you know, and to beat our heads on the brick wall, or you know, however we want to talk about it. As long as we reject the truth straight up first and go the opposite direction, de facto, we're convicting ourselves of rejecting the truth and being disobedient, you know. And we can't, as Jesus would have us, rule in the kingdom, you know, in God's stead, and be an agent for the God of truth if we're rejecting the truth. So the first order of business is finding out what the truth actually is, as opposed to rejecting it out of hand. And that's really, to me, the heart of the issue when we address the issue of who Israel is, because when we determine that, in fact, people who adhere to the teachings of the Talmud are not Israel, then we got to deal with that reality.
Well, I got a guy on here in this chat room here that referred to me as a moron because of some of the things that we were talking about. He said, Clay's a moron. Jews are all Edomites, and the house of Jacob will destroy them in the name of Obadiah. And he says, the Jews are usurpers. They've taken every white established nation and turned it into a mud hole with non-white immigration.
Well, you know, Clay, when Obadiah wrote what he wrote, he didn't even know about the word Jew being in existence. You know, I mean, nobody had ever said the word Jew back then. So, I mean, there's a little bit of confusion that enters in when you start dealing with this topic. I was going to preface our continuing conversation with realizing, and I think you'd agree, especially, you know, after reading your last issue of the Free American, when you reveal the facts about Ezra Pound and Eustace Mullins and the Rothschilds and the whole banking conspiracy for the last 200 or so years.
Well, you know, Rothschild took over the Catholic Church treasury.
Right. I mean, you know, there's so much that's been kept from the average American, not just because who owns the media, but simply because they're so hard-pressed being good citizens, especially after World War II, you know, so they could pay their taxes, so they could live in a free country and, you know, defend American Constitution or whatever the notion is. The real issue is whose God is being served. And it's hard to go back there and read Deuteronomy 28 and try to actually grasp it, and then, you know, voluntarily file a 1040 form so that your sons and daughters can be sacrificed on a Talmudic altar. It's just, it's insane on its face.
This guy that's writing on here, you know, he said Judaism is a crock of crap, period. And Judeo-Christianity is what modern-day Christianity is. It evolved from the Scofield Bible and other con artists that allowed Jews to be added to the scriptures. And he says they should be rounded up. Jews should be rounded up and expelled. If they do not leave, they face extermination. And I wrote him back. I said, thanks for showing who the real moron is here.
Yeah. Well,
because he's saying... He's saying, listen to you biblical ignorant asses. Yahweh will separate the races again. You think America should be all exclusive to all races? You're no better than a Jew.
Well, that's devolving into a conundrum there. The real issue is what the Bible actually says, and so many people have been turned off to even looking at the Bible because of the babble that's ensued, you know, the last 40, 50, 60, 100 years. You know, I know a lot of people that just won't even open a Bible because they say it's been misinterpreted.
Hey, that's right. It's a reference to the Scofield Bible.
Right. And, I mean,
if there's changes in translations.
What puzzles me is that In fact, we do have this pressing issue before the whole world, that being Israel, and yet people are, especially Americans of the, you know, white Israelite extraction, are just loath to even open the scriptures and understand what it actually says, you know, leaving aside what somebody misinterpreted it at some time, because the evidences are so clear in there as to who Israel actually is, and that the fact is they just never have been Jewish. Which, you know, brings us to what is the question, what makes someone Jewish? And I believe Michael yesterday from Florida, in his spirit, revealed that he was liberated from that idea of being a Jew. He no longer adhered to the teachings of the Talmud, which is based on fear of a dung god. I mean, to me, I can't imagine anything more insane on planet Earth than fearing a pile of poop. I mean, you know, Clay,
yeah,
when I was a boy...
Somebody asked me, are you a God-fearing man? And I said, no, absolutely not. Why would I fear my father?
Yeah. Well, actually, the word fear, I guess, enters in. You know, Solomon said the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Almighty, you know, and the truth is, and even Jesus said, you know, don't fear those who on earth can corrupt everything. You know, fear the Almighty, the Creator, who can terminate you to no existence at all. I mean, I think we're born with a natural inclination to be afraid, and we have to, with truth, conquer that. I mean, I believe that's the spirit of Jesus has given us that strength and courage to overcome our fears. And of course, anybody that, you know, has ever watched TV knows that they promote fear just hand over fist. You know, it's amazing. Anyway,
well,
I kind of
when I got invited to speak at the Aryan Nations Conference, I told them, I don't know, I'll speak there, but I won't say what you expect me to say, what you would want me to say. Because I think every time they refer to Jews as kikes, blacks as mud people, Chinese as chinks, Hispanics as as spicks, they are shooting themselves in the foot, showing their ignorance, making us other white people look bad. Just like this this guy on here that's talking about running all the other races out of this country. I mean, if that's turned around and applied to us...
I understand.
You know, if the Chinese come over here and decide to run every white person out of the country, you know,
well,
that's not right, and it ain't right for us to have that attitude towards others.
Yeah, you know, that falls under the heading of divide and conquer. You know,
exactly.
They keep
exactly.
Us-
and that's why I suspect anybody that's supposedly the Aryan Nations, supposedly this moron they call is coming under the... heading of screw diversity.
Well, you know, Clay, that COINTELPRO, it really fanned out. I mean,
it did.
There's no shortage of evidence.
All right, we got to take a break here. And my number here at the office is 888-678-1444. If you want to read Free American and get a better handle on things. I'm back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Nice music, guys. Is it time to end the music or put on a commercial here? Okay, here we go. Davey, I mean, we've got other religions around the world, and
what's the definition of religion, Clay?
Well, I have belief systems, however.
Well, is it a belief system based on what is provably true, or?
I don't think so. I think, you know.
I mean, did Jesus say there in John chapter 8 and verse 32, he said, and ye shall know a religion, and that religion will make you free? I mean, it has to do with what is true, actually, provably true. Which brings us back to determining who Israel actually is, because every time we repeat a Jewish lie, it doesn't change the truth. You know what I mean? The truth still stays the truth. We're just proving how stupid we are. And, I mean, America as a country, how much more stupider can we possibly get before we say, wait, time out, we're on the wrong track here. We're going down the wrong road. We're following the wrong leaders.
Well, that's what Ron Paul is trying to tell us right now.
Yeah, in a real polite, mild-mannered way. And, I mean, he gets around to talking about, well, who's printing the currency in this alleged country here that's been hijacked and bankrupted? You know, who is it really? Who are these people? Are they really from the tribe of Judah? And when we find out, well, no, they're really Edomites. Well, you know, so many people like Abe Foxman and Alan Dershowitz and all of these so-called Ashkenazim, they're not genetically related to anybody that was talking to Jesus there in John chapter 8 and verse 32, where he tells them, ye are of your father the devil. See, that liberates or makes free 95% of so-called Jews on planet Earth. They don't really have to be Jews or, you know, adherents to the Talmud, because they can find out what the truth is, and they can stop believing lies. You know, believing lies does not change truth. The truth stays the truth.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many currency printers are paying people to tell lies for them. The truth is still the truth. And the truth is, today we have to confront the issue of who Israel actually is. And they just never have been Jewish. And they are loath, as you'll find out, Clay, when you start talking to people about Judah and who Judah really is. Most of the German people that I've met in my life, they don't want to talk about who Israel is or recognize the fact that they could be Judah. You know, immediately it descends into, well, Hitler this, Hitler that, you know. I mean, it's very, very difficult to have a rational, logical, provably concise, true discussion about what the truth is, because people immediately revert to a number of false assumptions that have been planted in their brains by the media, and it's been repeated over and over thousands of times, and that's all they can talk about.
Well, talk about Hitler and Goebbels. I mean, they knew if you repeat a lie often enough, people will start believing it.
Right. You know, which I really appreciate you putting that in there about Ezra Pound and Eustace Mullins, because it's obvious to us now that so much has been kept from the public record. Even for scholars and historians, you know, they have to really seek hard to find, you know, little pieces of information that they can start piecing into the giant puzzle and understanding who did what, where, when, why, and how. And, you know, today, Clay, I mean, it's amazing. You know, the other day, NBC had to refund advertising revenue. I mean, what does that really say about the so-called media in America when they're refunding? I mean, it'd be like you getting on your Harley and driving high-speed reverse. Where are you going? You know what I mean?
The point I've been trying to get here, you know, the Jewish people, and it's in this last issue of the Free American. An article written by a rabbi that says the Zionists were as much complicit in killing off however many Jews were killed,
right,
as Nazis were.
Exactly. And I mean, it's one of those, remember in that movie JFK, it's a riddle inside a conundrum inside of an enigma, you know. Well, how can we possibly crack this nut? You know, if we don't establish who the real evildoers are, who the real terrorists are, and that's the point that Jesus is making there in John chapter 8 and 32. You know, we got to know the truth, and these people are printing currency, and then they claim authority. But authority is not defined by lying all the time. It's defined by being right and righteous and establishing justice. It is not just to print currency and then propagate lies. That is not just.
All right, hang on a minute. We'll follow up on that thought, because that printing currency is certainly the main issue here. Who's the counterfeiters here? We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right. All right, we're back, and I've kept Davey on with me here because it's kind of refreshing to talk to somebody who's still got a brain.
It's difficult to keep it. It's like that Republic thing, you know.
Well,
we get pulled in so many directions, Clay. You know, I mean, that's another thing about Israel people is they have a soft heart, you know. I mean, you'll even have to admit to that. You know, I remember seeing you holding Bandit. You know, that's a little bitty, helpless little puppy dog. If you were a mean old ogre, you could have pinched its head off, no problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it gets down to who we really are. And we're for fair play. You know, we're for treating people equally and treating them the way we want to be treated. That's the way we operate. You know, it's our genetic memory.
The golden rule.
Exactly. And what's the opposite of that? He who has the golden
rule. You know, when you get these people, saying, we are the... kill all the Jews, we are to kill all the Muslims, we are to send all the blacks back to Africa, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's see if we can.
I don't care who you are, you ain't going to send me back to Israel.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about actually understanding what the Bible actually says, but, you know, we got to get our priorities in order, like Robert was saying, you know? And the first thing is establishing what the truth actually is. And, you know, it's amazing. you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, Jesus didn't exist. Jesus didn't exist, you know, and all of that. Well, you know, one day it'd be nice to have a discussion about that temple veil being rent from top to bottom. And let's discuss with a geologist whether or not there was an earthquake around that time or not. You know what I mean? The whole public record has been so distorted, and that's really that book, The Curse of Canaan by Eustace Mullins. Do you think you can have Eustace on to talk about that book anytime
soon? If he's still alive, I'll try to call him.
All right.
Heard he had a stroke.
Oh, no. Well, last time I talked to him, he sounded all right. It's been a few months back, but either way, you know, whether it's Richard Kelly Hoskins' books or Eustace Mullins' books or any real scholar like Ezra Pound who actually went and tried to find out what the facts really were, you know, before leaping to an illogical conclusion or going on a long emotional roller coaster ride, you know.
Well, I've got all of Richard Kelly Hoskins' books in stock now.
You know, that Wolves in Sheep's Clothing.
Yes.
You know, that's a simple read. Even a third grader could grasp that.
You're talking about the wolf and the sheep.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the thing about that Jeffersonian democracy or Jeffersonian vision for America. You know, it was based on people living close to the land and having to raise their food and be self-sufficient.
Well, that's Richard Kelly Hoskins says that the basis of all civilization is a self-sufficient family farm.
Exactly. I mean, the Almighty made it so simple for us if we would just follow the rule book. I mean, it's the operating manual. It explains everything pretty simply. It's just that people get so mesmerized and in a trance by watching TV, they forget how to read and then actually understand what simple words mean when they're properly defined. Anyway, Clay, is that another caller you got calling in?
I've got one small group of idiots that just call up here to harass us.
Well, you need to get more. You know, when you're over the target, you start catching a lot of flack.
Yeah. And, this is what the free American's always been about, David. It's, I said the problem we've got is how do you fight evil without becoming evil?
Well,
and when you want to go out and, kill other races, other countries, you know, do what Bush did to Iraq and to the Iraqi people.
Well, let me ask you this on that. You can't fight evil with evil. When David showed up to bring provisions to his brothers, he couldn't turn into a Goliath to fight Goliath, could he?
No.
But what did he actually do according to the story?
He fought it.
Well, first thing happened was that King Saul, he said, come in here and try on my armor. You know, little shepherd boy.
Come in here. Yeah.
And they actually tried to put it on him. He said, well, you know, I can't throw my slingshot very good this way. And besides that, you know, I already got a plan made out. Well, you know what he had been doing? He'd been out there tending the sheep, which is what a shepherd boy does. And these mean creatures would show up trying to eat the sheep, and he'd just take out his slingshot and kill them, see? And he learned how to do something like that. Of course, he was there by himself, and the Almighty was looking after him, of course, but, you know, he wasn't afraid when he was tending those sheep. He had to keep them all alive and not let the wild beasts eat them. So he didn't have any problem killing the wild beasts. So when he showed up over there, and here's this huge target, wasn't near as fast as a lion or a bear, you know. I mean, the guy was standing still even. I mean, how could he possibly miss? And so, I mean, it was a slam dunk for him, so to speak. Anyway, it's those
little...
Well,
that's little... I certainly have no problem with defending ourselves, defending our country.
Well, what is our country? I mean, it's certainly not... the so-called government. A lot of people refer to it as our government, but even if we define the word government for Americans, we can't drag in currency printers propagating lies. I mean, that doesn't appear anywhere in our so-called founding documents, even if you go back to the Magna Carta. It's not there. I mean, so the word government doesn't mean terrorists that print currency and foment wars, preemptive so-called wars.
A preemptive war. Well, that's, and that's really what this whole homegrown terrorism bill is about.
Right. Which isn't talked about at all in the so-called mainstream media at all.
The mainstream's not covering this whole Merrow and North American Union thing either, is it?
No, they're not. And neither are they talking about, you know, the situation down there on the border, you know, with this building this Israeli wall, separation wall on the border. I mean, you know, Clay...
I think that's to keep us in, not to keep anybody out.
Well, that, and it sure generates a lot of funds through the, or, you know, these credit units through their alleged economy, you know. I mean, the same people building that wall over in Palestine are building this wall, and you got a Bolshevik down there saying people got to give up their access to their water supply so they can build an Israeli wall down there between Texas and Mexico.
I thought Reagan tore down the last wall, but.
You know, you got that Red Beckman book, Walls in Our Minds. That's another book that, you know, Americans ought to read. And it go a long way to getting rid of these walls through olive orchards and preventing people access to their water supply. You know, in the West, that preventing people access to their water supply is, you know, those are serious fighting words, you know.
Yeah, it is strange.
I mean, to have a...
It's strange, Davey, that a lot of our heroes today, thanks to the movies and all that, were outlaws. Billy the Kid, the Regulators.
Right.
Jesse James, you know, robbing the railroads, robbing the Rothschilds.
You know, it'd be interesting if you could get a hold of that time machine and get old Jesse James on your show one day.
I'll do the next best thing.
All righty then.
I'll have a guy just doing a book on it.
Well, you know, there's a lot that's just, you know, that's the thing about actually going and paying for an education at these so-called universities in America. They give you the cover story, and they'll have you repeat the cover story back to them, but you never really get down to the nitty-gritty of what actually took place, you know. Which
we'll, Ralph
Epperson.
Ralph Epperson.
Yeah. He's got a good chapter in his book, The Unseen Hand, on Jesse James.
Well, he's done a book on him, too.
You know, I met a guy one time, Clay, over here in Dallas. He used to be a bookie for the big money people over in Dallas, and he ran a little cafe coffee shop, and there was a scientist guy that used to come in there to see him, and he was allegedly employed by the so-called United States government back in the late 50s and early 60s developing weapon systems. And they wanted a patent on his brain, and of course he wanted to be free. But allegedly he invented a device to locate that gold that Jesse James had hid in various places. And he was actually finding it. And anyway, it's a real interesting story there.
I'll call Ralph, try to bring him on. He's got a book on Jesse James, and I'd like to carry that.
Let's see. Are you going to have Robert on for another program?
Yeah, he'll be on Monday.
Well, that's outstanding. I'm really happy that you two guys got a chance to meet and then have radio programs where people can call in. I've met a lot of people over the years, especially when I was going to school, that were from the Middle East and, Jordanians and Lebanese and Syrians. I actually had a roommate whose dad was an ambassador for Syria when I was going to school. And there's just so much of that part of the world that Americans are just typically ignorant of. And it's unfortunate because, you know, our children should know the history of where we came from and who we are and where we're allegedly supposed to be going. And even if they confine themselves to the words of Jesus, that would still imply a fairly straightforward path into the kingdom.
Well, I mean, the whole point I'm making with the Free American, it's what I've always made. You know, I want to stand up against tyranny. I want to stand up against evil. But I want to do it in such a way that we aren't led down the path of propaganda that they use to divide and conquer.
You're exactly right.
And by the way, let me introduce this story. And this just came out in England. Israeli and American officials have admitted collaborating to deploy U.S.-supplied Harpoon cruise missiles armed with nuclear warheads in Israel's fleet of Dolphin-class submarines.
There's a whole lot going on. You know, a Russian battle group is headed to the Mediterranean right now also. They probably have arrived.
They're giving the Middle East only a nuclear power the ability to strike at any of its Arab neighbors. Now, this unprecedented disclosure came as Israel announced that states harboring terrorists are legitimate targets, responding to Syria's declaration of its right to self-defense should Israel bomb its territory again. According to Israeli and Bush administration officials, interviewed by the LA Times, the sea launch capability gives Israel the ability to target Iran more easily should the Iranians develop their own nuclear weapons or should the United States refuse to fight Israel's battles again. And it was long suspected that Israel bought three German diesel electric submarines with the specific aim of arming them with nuclear cruise missiles. The admission that two countries had collaborated in arming the fleet with nuclear-capable weapon system is significant at a time of growing crisis between Israel and its neighbors. According to the paper, the disclosure by two U.S. officials is designed to discourage Israel's enemies against launching an attack and amid rapidly escalating tensions in the region, following a raid by Israeli jets on an alleged terrorist training camp near the Syrian capital of Damascus. In a clear echo of the Bush doctrine of preemption, the foreign ministry senior spokesman, Gideon Meir, insisted Israel views every state that is harboring terrorist organization and the leaders of those terrorist organizations who are attacking innocent citizens of the state of Israel as legitimate targets of self-defense.
Boy, isn't that something, how they can encapsulate so many lies in such a short amount of space?
That's pretty incredible. And, of course, the English paper here is just repeating it. As I say, the disclosure is certain to complicate UN-led efforts to persuade Iran to make full disclosures of his nuclear program. It will also complicate Bush's efforts to reach out to moderate Arab states when they are pressing for equal disclosure of Israel's.
Yeah, did you hear about Robert Gates the other day? They were laughing at him.
No, go ahead. What?
Oh, yeah. They had a conference. I think it was in Dubai, anyway. It was promoted by an outfit out of England, and it was having to do with security in the region, Gulf States region. And Robert Gates, the so-called defense secretary, was there, and he said, you know, that they were promoting the sanctions and so on and so forth. And one of the reporters there asked him if he didn't think that the Jewish state having atomic weapons and nuclear weapons and threatening to use them, if he didn't think that was a threat to the region. And he said, no, he didn't see that as a threat, no. And they all laughed at him,
Well, you know, Israel has been long known to possess nuclear weapons.
Well, not only that, Clay, but look at what they've done to Lebanon. You know, not to mention the poor Palestinians who didn't put one so-called Jew of Ashkenazim descent into any concentration camp in Germany during the war. Not one Palestinian did that. And, I mean, the issue really is who Israel is, and they've just never been Jewish. But you can take these Ashkenazim from Eastern Europe and Germany and run them down there to Palestine after the war and claim they got a Jewish state called Israel, and ipso facto, they're Israel. Well, they're not Israel. They're just lying murderers, lying and murdering innocent people. And, I mean, any time innocent blood is spilled on the ground, it cries out for justice. Whether the, you know, people who can't hear it care about it or not, it's still crying out. And that's the problem with the earth today, is there's so much innocent blood been spilled. And Jesus told them that they spilt all the innocent blood. So the real issue is those people who are Jewish, they can find out what the truth is, and they can stop being Jewish, and they can accept the Messiah as being true and telling the truth about these currency printers, the money changers, those that charge usury and place people in bondage.
We got music playing here. We got to take a break. And thanks again for your call, Davey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Israel is known to, has been long known to possess nuclear weapons, but, and in the past, it abided by a deal struck with President Nixon in 1969 that it would maintain ambiguity about its retention of weapons in exchange for the U.S. turning a blind eye. Now it's acquired three Dolphin-class submarines, which can remain at sea for a month in the late 90s. They're equipped with six torpedo tubes suitable for the 21-inch torpedoes that are normally used on most submarines. It has been understood to carry a version of the Popeye turbo cruise missiles being developed by Rafael Arms in Israel. Israel's seaborne nuclear doctrine is designed to place one submarine in the Persian Gulf, one in the Mediterranean, and the third on standby. Secret test launches of cruise missile systems were understood to have been undertaken in May 2000 when Israel carried out tests in the Indian Ocean. We tolerate nuclear weapons in Israel for the same reason we tolerate them in Britain and France, said one of LA Times sources. We don't regard Israel as a threat. And that sentiment is almost identical to that of U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton, who told British journalists last week that America is not interested in taking Israel to task for its continuing development of nuclear weapons because it was not a threat to the United States. Tell the guys on the USS Liberty that. And even if Bolton was not the source of the story, his comments coming on top of that, the two other sources suggest that the degree to which senior members of the Bush administration can now not even be bothered to hide America's assistance and encouragement for Israel's nuclear program. But Israel wants to go over and bomb the Iran for peacefully working on a nuclear power plant. Come on. And to get back to this this other story that we're talking about, let me find it here. The Israel lobby. I mean, we've already got Israeli spies that are doing life in prison for this, for spying on America. And it's Stephen Walt and John Mearsheimer. Talking about the Israeli lobby, says the lobby strives to ensure that public discourse portrays Israel in a positive light by repeating myths about its founding. It's all about stifling a debate. Now, my number here is 888-678-1444. I'll do one more hour on Blog Talk, and see you tomorrow.
With recent